Stay tuned now for the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and this is the Chamber Show. We are here every second and fourth Monday of the month, 1460 on your AM dial and worldwide on WVOX.com. Thank you for listening to the show. The Chamber Show is a bi-monthly show that we talk to all our featured members, and to be on the show, you just have to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce, and you have to have something to say. So we hope that you you could call us at 914-632-5700 if you're a member and you want to be on the show. And if you're not a member, it's a great way to join. So again, 914-632-5700. Today on the show, we have a special guest, somebody who's been in our community for almost 20 years and is a staple of the community from Funfusion, Michael Getlin, who is, I think, the CEO of the Funfusion in New Rock City. And if you'd like to call and speak with him, the number is 914-636-0110. I don't know, is Michael on the phone now? Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Michael. It's great to have you. Thank you for coming on the show. You do so much for the Chamber of Commerce. We're so happy to have you as members, longtime members, actually. And we know that Funfusion has been open to the Westchester community for over 17 years. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's the only indoor amusement complex. So whether it's raining or it's really hot outside, 365 days a year. Remind us what zones of fun you have in Funfusion.
Let's start with correction. I am not the CEO. I am the DEO.
Oh, what is that?
I am the Director of Enthusiasm and Opportunity for Funfusion.
I love your titles. They're so great. And what is everybody that's called there? What is your staff called?
We are cast members.
Cast members, right.
We are all
right.
Cast members. We're here to perform perform for the guests.
And I know you have a vigorous job application. I mean, it's not easy to get a job there because you really help, you know, the people have a good time. So you want the people that are working for you to be really enthusiastic like you are.
It's really important that all of the cast members that work here are enthusiastic and want to help people. I really look for people that are nice. People that's, for me, if you're not smiling during an interview, I don't hire you. It's that simple. You have to be smiley. You have to be somebody that wants to be involved with people. It's really a people person type job.
It makes sense. And when you do go there, the cast members are all fun and they seem to be having a good time. So that's the important thing.
We hope so.
So I know my kids love it there. They love coming. I have two small ones, 8 and 10, and that it's one of the fun things that they always want to do. Whenever there's something like space in time, they say, let's go to Funfusion. So they really love it. So tell us, I could probably tell you all the things that you have going on there, but why don't you say all of the fun types of things that people can do there at Funfusion?
Well, we have five zones of fun. Okay, we have miniature golf. We have bowling, we have billiards, and we have the fun house and laser tag.
Now,
the fun house is that new?
Oh, games and okay. Now the mini golf isn't just mini golf. It's glow in the dark, correct?
It's glow in the dark. Yes, the miniature golf is glow in the dark, and it's themed for having a trip to Mexico.
Oh, right. Okay. I didn't realize that that's the theme. I knew that there's pirates, there's sea animals. It's all kinds of fun things.
It's all that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really fun, too. I mean, the kids love it. It's in the dark. Your ball glows in the dark. So it's a lot of fun. And that's, like I said, you can have fun there, rain or shine, which is always great in the summertime when you're trying to think of things to do with the kids. So and it's also for adults. You can come and have a good time with your friends if you're a tween, a teenager, or just looking for a fun date night. So I think it's a good time.
And right now, all of the new changes that have been going on in our fun house where the games are.
Right.
Because our goal has been, and we are now, the place to play virtual reality here.
Yes, and that's why we have you on our show today, because I want you to tell... Now, New Rochelle is getting known for virtual reality. I was speaking with your Angelito, who works at at Funfusion. What is Ann's title there?
Ann is the director of sales and marketing.
Okay, she's the director of sales and marketing, and she also runs corporate fusion, right?
Yes,
you still have corporate fusion.
Which is, again, sales. That's for corporate. That's corporate sales.
Yeah. So she runs like it's team building exercises for all types of businesses and their community, and also recreational things for events and you have
if
birthday
a company
parties
wants
there.
To have a party or a team building event or some sort of celebration, a holiday party, something like that, then they would talk to Ann.
Right. So anyway, we were speaking and I was telling her that New Rochelle is known for virtual reality. We won, I believe it was the Bloomberg Challenge.
Yes.
Because and you know about this. It's that and for the audience members that don't realize, we won this award because we were able to come up with a virtual reality of what New Rochelle is going to look like in the future using virtual reality. So it just makes sense that you brought this gaming to New Rochelle. And now tell us more about it, Michael.
Well, we have four different, at the moment, we have four different virtual reality experiences. We have a tethered boxing, and we have a tethered roller coaster ride, which is for two people. And we have a what's called Beat Saber. It's a video game that's done in virtual reality for one person. We have a brand new, which just started this weekend, is our virtual boxing. We have the only world's the world's first head-to-head virtual reality boxing game where you can go box with somebody else in virtual reality. And we also have our new VR arena, which is playing Arizona Sunshine for up to four people. There are two distinct actual missions in Arizona Sunshine, and that is a shooting action, and there's also an escape room portion. So you get to go into this place and you're trying to solve the puzzles at the same time you're being attacked by zombies and you have to shoot and defend yourself.
Oh, it sounds like a load of fun.
Game. And that is untethered, which means you wear the backpack on your back with the headset on your head and you are free to move around the arena.
So the Arizona one is the only one that's free roaming, or they're all
only free roaming. The rest of them are tethered. Free roaming has its own technological challenges to it, but the VR arena is will be running different games, so the games will be changing in the VR arena with using the untethered virtual reality equipment.
And this is the only one of its kind in the area, right, Michael?
This is the only Arizona Sunshine in the air. Absolutely, it's the only Arizona free roam Arizona Sunshine in the Northeast. There are actually only two other installations at this time in the United States, and they're both in the South. One's in Louisiana, and one is in Florida. So we're the only one in the Northeast that's playing free roam Arizona Sunshine. And the boxing game, literally, there are only two of these units out anywhere, and we have one of them. And the boxing is a very, very exciting game, and it's a workout. You know, your back's basically going in there. You got an 8x8 space to move in, and your opponent has an 8x8 space to move in. And in virtual reality, those spaces are combined so that you're actually able to, box and hit the other person's avatar, but you're physically in real life separated, and you're in two different places, so you can never hurt yourself. You can never get punched, actually punched.
Right.
Physically, but you're fighting in virtual reality, and it's a workout.
Yeah. So you're just like boxing. You're gonna have to duck. You're gonna have to punch with force. All of this, right? It's just that you're not punching any person.
If you're too far from the opponent,
correct,
you don't hit him, and if you're too close to the opponent, you slide past them. So you've got to be right. You have to have good timing, and you have to have good distance.
Now, it's interesting that you're telling us about it more detailed, because I did see this on Facebook. The head of Champs Boxing Club, which is an award-winning, Golden Gloves-winning boxing club right here in New Rochelle, was intrigued. And he was like, maybe we should, do some kind of exhibition. And I thought, that would be so much fun. But I didn't realize that two real boxers can box against each other in virtual reality. That's amazing.
Yes,
so we're going to have to
not
bring...
only that, number one, I have spoken to the people at Champs, and they will be coming down here. I'm going to call them again this week, because I called them before before I opened it to make sure that they knew about it.
Okay.
But we will be having, not only are we going to have boxing tournaments here, but we have some big name professional boxers that have played the game already and are willing to come by and be the champ.
Oh, that's so much fun.
So if I put 20 people in this thing and we do a regular single-tiered tournament, you're going to end up with one person that's going to win out of those 20 people. That guy gets to fight the pro boxer in virtual reality.
That is amazing.
That's going to be great. That is really so exciting and so awesome. And I love the game. I love the game.
Yeah, are you using it as a workout?
I'm not using it as a workout yet, but I work out all the time. So
right,
for
right.
me, I can make it through the rounds without a problem. But
so you need
some
to be
other people
physically
I've
fit.
Seen that come out panting and sweating, and it's, you know.
That's hysterical. That's great. And, you know, there's nothing I love more than hearing two members of the Chamber of Commerce that connect like this. So this is great news for me.
They were the first people I thought of.
Oh, good, good. Well, I of course flagged him when I found out about it. So, now the Arizona, tell us more about this. You must know, I'm sure you've done your research. Tell us more about how this free roaming is so important to gamers.
Free roaming is the direction that everything will go during the next few years. They already have the ability to allow you to free roam wearing a headset alone for up to three people, but the FCC has not granted a fourth license to be able to do this, so that we're restricted to three. So we do it with the backpack on the player. But very, very shortly, you won't have a backpack. It'll be hanging on the wall. It'll wirelessly go to the headset, which makes it even lighter to play.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
And this is the direction that things are going. The first VR wireless and free-roaming VR really was a company called Zero Latency out of Australia. That's been going on for about 2 years. And now at the last show in Orlando when I went there, there must have been 10 companies doing free-roam VR. And my responsibility is to play all of them and decide which one has the best game so that I can buy something that my players will like and that they can play over and over again without being bored.
Right.
And Arizona Sunshine is like that. It's very realistic. I've got people, when you watch people play, when the zombies come after them, you get people screaming and leaping over zombies that are on the floor, and when you're watching them on the outside, you know, they're doing this. It's like, you know, because they are fully invested in the virtual reality world.
Right, right.
And it's great. It's great fun, and the guns are very accurate, and it's and again, you're shooting zombies, so it's okay.
Now, if you're listening to the show and you have no idea what virtual reality is, we're going to talk more about that when we come back. And Michael, if you would stay on the phone with us, we'll be right back and hear more about this exciting, exciting gaming right here in New Rochelle at New Rock City and Fun Fusion. Thank you.
Take to the airwaves with us every day at Westchester's only remaining local community station, 1460 on your AM dial, or streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Better yet, download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Let's return to the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and this is the Chamber Show. And I'm talking here with Michael Getlin of Fun Fusion. And the reason we're talking with him is he has a lot of exciting things going on at Fun Fusion, besides the exciting normal activities that they have, like bowling and mini golf and the gaming and the rides. He's added virtual reality. So, Michael, are you still there?
You betcha.
Okay, so for the listeners on the show, if you'd like to call in, it's 914-636-0110. And I'm talking to him because we're talking about, now, if you could, Michael, could you explain to our listeners the difference between untethered and tethered? I don't know if people understand
it's
that.
It's like you'd think of, like a ball. I mean, you know, like a tether ball. There's a tethered virtual reality system is one where the headset is connected by a wire to the computer. So you have limited mobility. It's a very good application for like a virtual reality roller coaster where you are strapped into a chair, so you're not going anywhere anyway, so there's no problem with having a tethered unit. Or the single-player unit we have where you're playing a game because you really don't move anywhere.
Right.
But for a game like Arizona Sunshine where you have a 400 square feet to move in, and it allows you to, you know, as you move through the space around you changes. It's kind of like a holodeck,
yeah,
like on Star Trek. You know, as you're walking through the space, it knows where you are and it adjusts the environment that you see in your lenses. So you can really, you basically can walk anywhere. As long as the computer has got that programmed, you can just keep walking around in circles. And in your mind, you'll be walking through the woods, you're walking on a beach, or, you know, because it changes
right.
the area around you as it knows where you are. For the boxing game, it's okay to be tethered because you're basically in an 8x8 space.
Mm-hmm.
So you have plenty of wire to move around in. But for larger installations, ours is 400 square feet.
Wow!
But
so
you could do 4,000. I've been in free roam virtual reality where it's 4,000 feet, and you're basically exploring cities.
Wow! So it's not like these people are walking on a treadmill or something like that. They're just walking around in free open space
right.
and could do anything that they
right.
see in the virtual reality.
And there are virtual reality systems that do use
mm-hmm.
treadmills,
right?
And they hold you around your waist, and you get to walk around, but it doesn't, you know, you don't physically go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that system. That may be in the future for us, but we don't know because I evaluate every new virtual reality game that comes out. And for me, it's got to be something that works for a local clientele because that's what we are. We get some transient, you know, visitors to New Rochelle, but for the most part, we're local. We attract people in a 10-mile radius.
Right. And you want
and
people
to be able to
yes,
play something over and over
again. Over and again. Over again. Right. So, now, is it okay for children, this Arizona Sunshine?
We do not recommend Arizona Sunshine for children under 12.
Okay.
One, we feel that the content is a little scary, and two, they have to physically have, and this is kind of funny, their head has to be big enough to handle the virtual reality unit. You know, in the beginning when we first tried it, we put it on some small children, and their heads weren't big enough for the VR unit, so it was not something for them. But then we quickly realized that for the zombie content, it's so realistic that, you know,
I could imagine.
Scary for kids
yeah.
under 12.
Yeah, I think that's good. So, but they could do the other ones, like the
absolutely.
Roller,
and
the roller
actually,
coaster.
The virtual roller coaster is
yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Is for anybody. Virtual
okay.
roller coaster is for anybody. It's called Virtual Rabbids, and it's a bunch of rabbits on roller coasters, and you're riding the roller coaster with them. And there's three roller coaster rides on that ride alone.
Now, is this something for corporate fusion as well? Do you think that is
oh,
it a
yeah.
good fit for social
oh, yeah.
or corporate outings?
Well,
how could something like that look like?
Yeah. If you have a corporation, a company, and you've got a number of people working, think about bringing those people and whoever wants to do the boxing comes in and you have a little mini tournament, and at the end they get to box the boss.
That would be awesome.
Right? I mean, team building. What
Rob
a great
Hayes, are you
team
listening?
Building exercise that would be. And again, virtual reality with Arizona Sunshine is great team building. It's also, you can do the same basic thing. You can have people go in there and you can do team building and have a contest for who can rack up the highest score four people at a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now this is the newest thing. So now this must be exciting for you, Michael. Like, you go all over, you know, to these trade shows and stuff to find the best type of fun for Fun Fusion.
Yes, I attend two trade shows every 6 months. We go bouncing back and forth between Las Vegas and Orlando, which is where they have the conventions. Again, two of the entertainment centers of the world in the United States, and that's where they have the entertainment conferences. So I get to play. I literally go there and I spend 4 days playing games.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Eating fudge, eating pizza, you know, riding rides and playing games.
No wonder why you're so enthusiastic.
It's great. It's wonderful. I've been doing this for, I've been here in the family firm for 41 years.
So tell us, like, perhaps there's somebody listening that doesn't know anything about Fun Fusion. Tell them where to go, how the best ways to get there, if they need to make reservations or anything like that.
Well, no reservations are needed unless you're bringing a group, and then we highly recommend that you call the group sales department and work out a deal, because you know you can, if you have a large number of people, you can certainly get a break on the price. We are in New Rock City, in the heart of New Rochelle, very very close to 95, very very close to the New Rochelle train station, right on the bus route. So there's lots of ways to get here. There's plenty of parking in our parking garage, so there's no problem with that. But you do not need a reservation. We have 17 lanes of bowling. We have a 4,000 square foot laser tag facility. We've got over 300 games, miniature golf, and our laser tag can handle up to 30 people at one time. So.
It seems like you're constantly adding fun, which is amazing. Tell also our listeners how they can get in touch with Angelito if they really want to schedule something like a retreat or a fun day out or a corporate challenge.
You call 914-637-7575 and dial 306. And that's how you get in.
Okay. Well, Michael, I really appreciate you being on the show today, especially with short notice. Thank you for coming on. I hope you're enjoying your summer. And I want to thank you also for sponsoring the balloon last year in the Thanksgiving parade. We hope that you're going to repeat that this year.
We will be. We are completely invested in the city of New Rochelle. We love it here. I am a resident here. It's where I brought up my family, my children. We love New Rochelle. So we are here in support of the city. And we do whatever we can do.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for being on the show.